AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Many Americans are stretched to the limit as they wait for the Supreme Court and Congress to decide when full payments will resume under the SNAP food aid program that helps one in eight Americans buy groceries. In the Senate, Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine explains why he voted for the bill to allow the government to reopen, because the full funding for SNAP is in there.
And not just last year's, but full and robust SNAP funding for SNAP recipients and a path on the ACA. So from suffering and no path, we've now got robust benefits and a path. And that's what we tell our constituents.
The bill moves on to the House. On November 11th, it's feeling more like Christmas across two-thirds of the eastern part of the country. Scott Klebauer is with the National Weather Service.
We actually had quite a few records that were actually broken this morning in terms of for cold temperatures. So like record low temperatures for the daily. And there, a lot of them are situated across the southeast, especially Florida, the central Gulf Coast, and then into portions of from basically Mississippi eastward. There were a fair amount of areas that broke some records today.
Local governments across the South have opened heating shelters. Hazardous road conditions are affecting travel in Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin. A suicide bomber has attacked outside a district court in Islamabad, killing 12 people and injuring 27. The explosion happened on Tuesday near a police car. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban initially claimed responsibility, but later denied it. Officials say thieves have broken into Syria's National Museum in Damascus and stole several ancient statues from the Roman era. Tens of thousands of people packed a cemetery in central Israel for the funeral for an Israeli soldier whose body had been held in Gaza for 11 years. A Ukrainian anti-corruption agency says it has detained five people and identified seven other suspects in a major graft investigation. This is AP News. As Indian police investigate a large car bomb explosion in New Delhi, relatives of the victims await news of the injured in the blast.
Some relatives express frustration, saying they're struggling to find information on their loved ones. One relative of Juman says in Hindi, "We go there, we go to gate four, we go back to the other side. We're not able to find him anywhere." The explosion occurred near Delhi's historic Red Fort late Monday, killing at least eight people and injuring several others. Authorities have not yet determined the cause of the blast, but senior police officials tell the AP a case has been registered under anti-terrorism laws. The blast triggered a fire that engulfed several nearby cars and rickshaws. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Carolina's highest court has refused to stop the execution of a man who killed three people over 5 days more than 20 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.